Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the first to the last. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 1 year anniversary of the WIP afternoon show as we are asking you to grade us. I will grade Jack's knowledge of what that song was. Jack, who was that artist?
Well, I know it's Black Star. Okay. I've known nothing about Black Star. It is a seltzer return that I took from his folder.
Okay.
I was getting ready to say, I didn't think So
Black Star is Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Yeah, I know it, but I didn't pick it up when I heard it.
Really?
I was trying to hear the voice so I could hear who was rapping.
So the chorus, he didn't get to. The chorus is 1, 2, 3, is Mos Def and Talib. You probably recognize the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the WIP afternoon show 1 year in? The options, A, B, C, and F. Jack skips the D because we can only put four options, I believe, on Twitter poll.
Yeah, we would never skip the D on this
never
show.
Skip the D. So, Ike, what do you think?
It's called a big dose of D.
Ike, what do you think the poll is at? A, B, C, D, A, B, C, F. Four options on
B.
The Twitter poll.
B? B is probably the strongest.
And what do you want to give a percentage?
Out of four, I'll go with 44%.
So, you are right in that B is the biggest. 27% give a B.
Wow. That sounds pretty even across the board.
25.2% A.
Right. Okay.
22.1% C.
Okay.
And then 25.7% F.
I tell you. So one-fourth.
One-fourth.
People. Three. Yeah. Well, listen.
Look.
The right side of that, half of the poll believes it's an A or B show.
That's what I'm taking.
That's the right side.
Which is a take, half and half.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have people arguing.
Yep.
One thing that people don't argue about at all is Brandon Graham. Remember, BG Day happening May 5th on WIP. All day long celebrating the career of one of the greatest Eagles of all time, Brandon Graham. And then that night, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. I am told that tickets are almost sold out to BG Live. So if you're thinking about purchasing a ticket to that awesome show, just go to 94WIP.com. So another great Eagle is one Jalen Hurts. And Adam Schefter revealed today that Jalen Hurts was named by Time Magazine, or will be named by Time Magazine, as one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Okay.
What's your reaction?
Well, that is psychotic.
That sounds about right.
That is psychotic.
Psychotic?
Yes. He's a great player. He had a great NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl. He is not influential at all. I can't think of one thing that he has influenced anybody on anything. It's not like people dress like Jalen Hurts. Little kids aren't going out there to play like Jalen Hurts.
First of all, you can't teach style.
But I'm saying, if somebody's influential, like people tried to dress like Allen Iverson.
Right, I know what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not poorly dressed. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying influential is a certain thing. I could name 300 people that are more influential than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts isn't even the most influential Eagle, I don't think. I mean, like, there are, I don't think so.
You mean currently on the team?
Well, he doesn't say anything either. Like, what is he influencing anyone to do anything? I could probably name 100 politicians that are more influential than Jalen Hurts.
Well, I tell you.
Well, I'm being honest. I'm not saying he's not one of the 100 best athletes or anything like that. He's just not influential. People? Yeah, in the world?
Yes.
No,
well,
he's not.
In the world, okay. Listen, they may be stretching it a little bit there, but all I'm saying is, well, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you not agree that the way he carries himself, the fact that he is a winner, he's classified as a winner, right? Like, and there's a sense of professionalism.
I know you're trying here.
What I'm saying is that you can look, it all depends on what are you being influenced by. So here's what I would say. There's a sense of professionalism with Jalen that is influencing to the young black males out there, right? How you carry yourself in the media, how you carry yourself as a professional, right? Like, some of these things are influential. I'm not telling you he's out there changing the world,
right,
or anything from that nature. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just wondering, he's obviously one of the popular athletes right now. He just won the biggest sporting event in the world in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
As far as, and he was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
He's a good-looking young man, so he's going to be on the cover of magazines and things of that nature. He's with the Jordan brand. You don't think that's having some type of influence on people?
Well, first of all, the first part you said, I hope. Yeah. I don't know that he's had that influence on young people. I have no idea, really.
Sure.
Now,
mm-hmm.
that part of him, I hope. I hope. But I think
I would imagine he has.
I feel like if you are one of the most 100 most influential people in the world, I would be able to look at it and go, oh, I know what he's influenced. Like, I would see it. I would feel it. He has an influence. Look, there aren't kids going out there being like, yeah, I want to be a quarterback and throw less than every other quarterback. I mean, like, I just don't think so.
You don't think kids are saying, I want to go out and be a winner like Jalen Hurts?
Maybe some kids in Philly. But, like, is he even...
I think the Eagles are pretty... The Eagles are a very popular team.
Sure, yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I would say it's ironic because we're talking about an Eagles quarterback.
Yep.
And there's an argument to be made in some facet. And I'm not going to make everything about race, but I'm also not going to ignore the significance of having an African-American at that position that we perceive to be the most precious position in sports, the quarterback. Right.
Sure.
For years, that's all I heard. Greatest leader, the hardest position to play. So we hold it up on a pedestal when you play quarterback.
Yes.
Randall Cunningham.
Yep.
Donovan McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's cool. It's cool that we've had a bunch of really good black quarterbacks.
Those guys influence other guys to play that. They feel like they see those guys be successful playing this position. They are inspired to play that position. That's just from a football standpoint, not even talking about a business standpoint. Seems to be good with his money, not overly flashy. Like, he's not out here trying to be a rapper per se. Like, some of these guys that get in this position, some of them send the wrong message. I think of Ja Morant at times. Like,
100%.
Some of these guys send the wrong message being in that position. He never truly sends the wrong message.
Well, and even Vic pre-arrest,
sure, yes,
was
yes.
not one of the guys. Like, mm-hmm. he as far as you're like, well, you might want to emulate how he plays.
Sure.
So I how he carries himself, I think, is great, actually. But I don't think of him as influential at all. Maybe mm-hmm. 10 years from now, we'll look back and we said, wow, look at the wave of things that have
sure.
happened. But right now, all the things you said are true.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think he's one of the 100 most influential people.
Do you think they're
world.
Projecting?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't read the article.
I mean, basically saying this, he's going to have this influence. Because I think last year he wouldn't have made this list.
No. Yeah, you have to win the Super Bowl.
The winning aspect of it certainly does matter.
Sure.
So moving forward, they're probably saying Jalen Hurts may be one of the most 100 influential people in the world because football is such a huge Hear me out.
Yeah.
He has a huge platform. A huge platform, meaning that I don't know how many other athletes are going to be in a position where they're recognized and have the ability to influence people than being on a Super Bowl champion, being an African-American quarterback, being someone who looks good, right? Who's being someone who has a pretty much a clean record, like doesn't have any negatives attached to him. Like, he's in position to have that type of influence on people.
That part I agree with. Okay. He is in position to be. But
that's why I said, are they projecting?
His demeanor has been up until this point has not been very public
been.
At all.
Right.
Yeah,
sure,
you know.
He's more private and guarded
sure.
than anything.
And he's done great charity things locally,
yes.
for sure. But I don't
mm-hmm.
think that's how he's identified yet. He's not.
That doesn't put you on the list of the most 100 influential
no,
people
we've had great,
in
you
the
know,
world.
We talk about that. We've had great athletes around here doing great.
Yeah.
Connor's done great.
Doing great stuff. Yes,
you know,
sir.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I was trying to make a case.
Well, what I would say is I want to read. I don't know if the Times 100 list is like, mm-hmm. and there's always 20 athletes. I have no idea if they break it down and say,
right,
we're not picking all
politicians. Yeah.
Because you could go through.
Because it's not all athletes.
You could go through politicians and Tim Cooks, and
yeah.
and you could go through a big list of people before you even get to athletes.
Sure.
And you could pick maybe four or five athletes that
sure.
are up there. LeBron and Steph Curry
sure. yep.
and, you know, Peyton Manning and
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Right.
I'm going to influence you
Man,
for a second.
Don't like gender reveals.
Well,
yeah, 100 most influential people.
Well,
are you even from here?
I tell you.
All right. There's no way.
Are you reviewing the grades here?
There's no way Jack thinks that he was
one.
Oh,
I think he should be number one
All right,
on
okay.
the list, frankly.
I'm going to influence you to go Gaida like I go to Gaida. What is the past tense? Gone Gaida? I went Gaida?
Yeah, gone Gaida.
I gone Gaida.
Yes. I am having all the.
You sound like a, honestly, you sound like a babe. Not you sound like a babe, but when you say I gone Gaida,
I go Gaida.
Yeah.
I go Gaida. I am replacing all the windows at my home because I went Gaida. I am my front door, our sliding rear patio door, all of them. And first of all, visiting them, and actually, you get that free in-home estimate. You learn what the difference is with the windows they make and the doors they make right there in Delaware County. This family-owned business, but they'll tell you about the benefits, but I'm going to tell you how they're going to make it easier for you. Interest-free financing, no money down, depending on the size of your project. Interest-free financing, 36 months. You could get up to 72 months of, you know, interest-free payments with your energy bills being lower, with the value of your home going up, and you just feel better in the home and you feel secure that you have gone and done it. They're also going to give you 20% off every window, 20% off every door. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase and financing subject to credit approval. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get that free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, we got to get grades. OG Wade, you're on WIP. OG.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
You ready to give some grades, Professor OG?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Listen, I created this show.
All right, there we go.
You really did.
It's been created by me.
Yep,
okay?
Yep.
It's been number one. And that's more influential than any damn thing. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, and Spike, let's be honest. I'm the reason why you brought your ass back to this, you know.
Yes, I had to keep you in line.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I give this show an A+.
Oh, I love it.
And it's mainly because I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, I want to, you know, promote what I do.
But you're barely on it anymore, though. We were talking about this yesterday. You're not. You're a once a week caller now.
It's not that hot. Well, the Phillies ain't been all that hot, so I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Well, we don't want your baseball opinions anyway. That at all.
You know, because I normally call up and tell y'all to run the ball.
I know.
Doing that.
Do you agree that? But hold on. Do you agree that Corey's now the number one Jalen guy on the show?
Uh-oh.
Corey's my nephew, and
right.
No, I would not agree to that.
Right.
I would say that I'm cemented. You know, I'm like, there's even not even a. You can't even put me in a contest of that. I'm the standard. Like I'm the, you know, like it's my contest. Like the contest will be named after me. You know, the OG Wade, Jalen Hurts, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, no.
You know who OG was influenced by? This is the very first show I ever hosted on WIP late at night. Levi from Overbrook called.
Oh, yeah.
And Levi told me he made my dad, and if I was lucky enough, he would make me too.
Yep.
And this is the OG, it is a great playbook to be reading from, but that is the Levi playbook.
And we will go to your funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
This hate of the influential, most influential. Well, he's a top 100. They got him at that. I think he's number one. You know what I'm saying? I would say this here, Spike.
Yes.
Since you're seeking for the how is he? He's probably the reason why our children in Philadelphia School District has air conditioner in a schools. Okay. He donated $5,000. For every touchdown that he scored, you can't give me one player in all of sports that does that.
That's
okay?
Incorrect. So it's a great thing that he did. A lot there. OG, the number of athletes who donate money.
Name one. Give me one.
Are you kidding?
Donate money?
That donate money? Are you insane?
I did not say that. I specifically said he is the only quarterback in the history of all of sports or NFL.
He's back. There you go. This is what you wanted, Jeff.
$1,000 per touchdown.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yes.
I didn't say donate money.
I have no idea if another athlete donated money per touchdown, that exact amount. You're right. I have no idea.
I do.
You so, do?
None. Okay. He's the only one.
All right.
He also, he's also a pillar in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of the young kids. You
know
what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's very, very influential in terms of his persona is. You know what I'm saying? How to carry yourself like a gentleman. Okay? He's also the only player that I know that has an all-women's team that's promoting him. And that is his agents. Is his that does all of that stuff.
Definitely.
He's done some groundbreaking things. And he's also...
He's an advocate for women empowerment. Yep.
Yes.
You've convinced me, OG.
He's the only quarterback in NFL history that owns more Super Bowl records. There's no other quarterback that owns more Super Bowl records than Jalen Hurts.
More Super Bowl records? What records does he own?
Yeah, yes.
Well, he has the most rushing touchdowns of any quarterback in Super Bowl history.
Okay, all right. And you said he's the most influential person in the world.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right.
I do.
Do you want to give us?
Only because he's genuine. Okay. He's genuine. I'm saying I'm serious.
Okay. No, you're being facetious.
That type of guy. Where basically, no. Here's what I'm saying. Hear me out. Just let me land the plane. When you have a guy that is organically authentic, you got people that's like does things for cameras and all that. This guy don't do it for that. Okay. This is who he is. There's no persona with Jalen Hurts, and he doesn't allow you to change that. So if you don't like it, doesn't matter.
Do you want,
that's who he is.
Do you
that's
want to give us a famous accessory besides Justin?
Jalen Hurts blazer, my old dog. There's a good one.
OG's back. Are you happy, Jack?
Not really. But I'm happy he's back on the show.
Right.
But listen, that's why we love him.
Yeah,
happy with that take?
No, I was fine.
Yeah,
it's about what you expect.
most influential person in the world, Louis Nebraska. You're on WIP.
Fellas, happy anniversary!
Thank you, Louis.
Back from Augusta.
I will give this show a B+, and the only reason why I give this show a B+ is because I want you guys to stay hungry.
Right. That's what I want.
Okay.
Since Rory won Augusta, the Masters, where is he just going to fold and retire? No, he wants more. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I still think you guys are the best show that I've ever been a part of, and I appreciate you guys taking my call. But I need to, motivate you, just like Spike does, to everybody that he talks to. You know what I mean, Spike?
Does he motivate everybody?
Well, that's what I try to do. I try to bring the best out of everybody.
Can I just talk Phillies real quick?
Yeah. Big win last night.
So,
surprised we haven't brought it up yet.
so our Burgess won the Super Bowl, right? And they started out 2-2 before they had the bye week on the fifth week. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so if I get the statistics right, 162 divided by 17 is like 9.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically speaking, we've only really played one game of NFL football. Now, I'm a turn to the specialist on the show, Ike. When you start the season, do you know what type of team you are in one or two games?
Nope.
You guys evolve during the season. So I need everybody, because I've listened to the show a couple days now. Fritzy's starting to panic button before Spike can even talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, guys, we didn't even know we were going to win the Super Bowl when it was our bye week on week 5. So I need everybody to calm down, relax,
so
stay patient.
Let me ask this, though. Is that, and sort of drawing a parallel to, should we expect the Phillies to win the World Series, or you're telling me this is going to turn around? Or are you just saying, you know what, just wait it out. You never know what's going to happen.
All of the above.
You're saying we're going to win the World Series this year.
Ike, if I look at your career and I see you in your first training camp,
right?
Am I going to say Ike is never going to play another season in the NFL, right? Because I'm sure you had some growing pains to go over. So because these guys are – we feel like they're superstars, we got the best roster in baseball or the third best roster in baseball – we still need time to grow so they can learn.
Should we not react to the losses, or what are you saying?
I think if we do that, we are going to lose our ever loving mind.
What type of fan base have you? How long have you been a part of this fan base?
No, I get it. I'm just trying to bring.
But you're trying to do something that's pointless, because a fan base has been a certain way for ages before you were born. So try and explain to everyone how baseball works, and it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and because the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. What happened to the Eagles when they started off 9-0 and 10-1? Why didn't we win the Super Bowl that year?
Well, some things happen.
No, because the point is what happened with the Eagles has nothing to do with the Phillies. It's a great coping mechanism. I don't fault you for that. But you got to get off the soapbox. You got to get off the soapbox, brother, about telling people – to stop worrying or panicking. We watched the collapse down the stretch, and we didn't panic. We held out faith until we got slapped in our face with reality with New York. So that's gone out the door of just wait and trust them. They'll turn it around. We did that a year ago. We did that when we watched them slowly crumbling as the season dwindled in the second half. We did that, and we kept believing in them and having the faith and, oh, we're going to turn it around. We just got to get to the postseason. And we went out meekly in four games versus the Mets. I'm not telling you the season is over with, Louis. What I am telling you is that watching baseball that's frustrating, where the players aren't hitting, they're striking out, guys not hitting in clutch situations, and telling everybody to just chill and have faith, what type of fan base do you think we are here? See, the Super Bowl has turned you this way. We won the Super Bowl, so now we're going to use the Super Bowl for everything.
We're going to talk about the 2-2 for...
Yeah, we're going to do that for everything.
Yeah. We have to.
Louis.
No, we don't.
Louis, give us an accessory. Give us a famous accessory real quick.
I'm going to go on Jack with this one. I feel like Mike Tyson's black shorts.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
That's a good one.
You could have moved the shoes, too. Yeah, either one. Yeah,
it was whole presentation. Shoes,
yeah.
By the way, socks. By the way, I don't know if the WIP member wants to be identified, but did let me know. Somebody let me know. In 2017, Chris Long donated his entire salary to local charities, which was $1 million.
I think I do remember that.
And then in 2018, donated a quarter of his salary, another $250,000 to Philadelphia Literacy.
I think I do remember that, yeah.
So we've had a couple. Yeah. Not look, the Jalen thing is great. But
With that OG, he just threw that out.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next.
Another record for Jalen.
Coming up next.
And Louis, next time you promise to take me and Jack to Augusta.
Yeah.
I'd suggest you either have the tickets ready or don't promise us. The rest of your phone calls are going to be just like that last one was. It ain't going to be all that pleasant.
Until we get to Augusta. Yep. And then you can say whatever you want, frankly.
No, we love you, Louis.
Yeah. Coming up next.
You just got to be real about the Phillies for right now. You just got to be real.
Even Fritz is real about the Phillies.
Yes.
Trying to be real.
You get excited when they play well, get pissed off when they don't
play
well.
My father at two.
All right. What?
I'm tired of that.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is the 1 year.
That's as bad as the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes.
What's bad about it?
You and your father, I'm a father of two. You can't use that for everything.
Well, I matured in the last year as a father of two. Okay. And I've gotten more angry. I'm evolving.
You know
what I mean? I'm trying to be a leader of a household.
When you throw out I'm a father of two for everything, sometimes it isn't a convenient excuse for you.
That's what he does.
He's
an excuse man. Today is the 1 year anniversary of the WIP afternoon show. We're asking for your grades. And a guy coming up next who always gets an A, making his return to the WIP afternoon show. He made his return to the Phillies broadcast this week. Larry Anderson joins us next to talk about the Phils. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.